These days, many look to electric cars and buses as the future of transportation. But using electricity to power vehicles isn't entirely new. In fact, Reno was on the cutting edge of electric transit more than a century ago. Historian Alicia Barber explains in this segment of Time and Place.
Imagine a time when the fastest way to get around town was by horse and buggy, or bicycle. Then picture the excitement that must have surrounded the opening of Nevada's first electric streetcar line on Thanksgiving Day of 1904. Workers and families packed the cars to travel the initial route, which ran for 3 miles from the center of Reno to the Southern Pacific Railroad yards in the brand new town of Sparks. The scenic commute past fields of alfalfa cost 10 cents and took about 30 minutes at the rollicking pace of 10 miles per hour. Safe, reliable, and quiet, the streetcars caught on fast, and it wasn't long before the tracks and overhead wires extended in all directions, west along 2nd Street to Keystone, east to Wells Avenue, north to the university, and south all the way to the popular Moana Springs Resort.
Born in Reno in 1902, John Kalin grew up riding the streetcars. In an interview from the archives of the University of Nevada Oral History Program, he recalled their daily routine.
I used to have the streetcar barns down on 4th Street, about halfway to Sparks. And early in the morning, they would come up to the Southern Pacific Depot on Center Street by the Overland Hotel, where they would start their runs.
Some of the streetcars had metal cow catchers attached to the front to clear any stray objects off the tracks. When young John and his friends were too tired to walk home, they would sometimes sneak a ride on a streetcar by jumping on the cow catchers.
They were lath like strips of iron, and when they were going up to the university where we lived, they'd have those up so we'd latch onto the cow catchers and ride up home and then drop off.
As popular as they were, Reno's streetcars were soon overtaken by another invention, the automobile. By 1920, only the line between Reno and Sparks remained, and in 1927, that too was closed, replaced by a motorized inner-city bus. The age of the automobile had begun. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Alicia Barber.
Alicia Barber is a professional historian and co-founder of the website renohistorical.org. Kalin's full oral history transcript and many others can be found within special collections at the University of Nevada Reno Libraries. And we've got a photo of that cowcatcher at kunr.org.